أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, جودك بسط أملي وعفوك أفضل من عملي. إلهي فسرني بلقائك يوم تقضي فيه بين عبادك. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذره، فاقبل عذري يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيئون.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer. إلهي جودك بسط أملي. My Lord, it is your magnanimity that has expanded my hope. وعفوك أفضل من عملي. And surely, your pardon is superior to my deeds. Now, after these two confessions, that the servant is now aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His magnanimity is the reason that we are staying hopeful in this kind of world, and also the fact that even the most sinful servant can be forgiven by the Almighty Allah, now there is a request. إلهي فسرني بلقائك يوم تقضي فيه بين عبادك. My Lord, therefore gladden my heart when I meet you on the day when you shall judge between your servants. In this part, the supplicant is asking the Almighty Allah to gladden his heart by meeting him subhanahu wa ta'ala on the judgment day. The interesting thing in this kind of request is that the servant is not asking the Almighty Allah for heaven or for being forgiven for his sins, but he is asking بِلِقَائِكَ. He is asking for meeting the Almighty Allah on that day, to be with subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And this is a kind of priceless request. This is a kind of priceless blessing that can be asked from the Almighty Allah. Anyway, this excerpt continues. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغني عن قبول عذري. My Lord, I submit to you the kind of apology of the one who cannot dispense with the acceptance of his excuse. فَقْبَلْ عُذْرِي يَا أَكْرَمَ مَنْ اعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ الْمُسِيئُونَ. So please accept my excuse, O most magnanimous of all those before whom the guilty make an apology. After committing sins, the best kind of action and the first thing to do is to confess to the sins before the Lord, before the Creator, and before the Absolute Cause. You might ask why. The reason is clear, because he is the Creator, and the servant is now having a kind of acceptable excuse, because he has turned to his Lord and no one else in this stage. The human beings are left in this world helpless, with a kind of Satan called Iblis, saying, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He really wants to mislead all the servants in this world. And from the other side, the human beings are left with their own souls, a kind of an-nafs al-ammara, urging the human beings to commit sinful acts. Considering these facts, you understand that human beings are left in this world destitute of hope. They have no one to turn to. But what has the supplicant done in this part? He has turned to Almighty Allah, the only hope in this world.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, and then in particular he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness, and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, dear listeners, in this part of the whispered prayer, we see that the servant has turned to Almighty Allah first and foremost after committing sins. إِلَهِ اِعْتِذَارِ إِلَيْكَ اِعْتِذَارُ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَغْنِي عَنْ قَبُولِ عُذْرِ. My Lord, I submit to you the kind of apology of the one who cannot dispense with the acceptance of his excuse. فَقْبَلْ عُذْرِ. So please accept my excuse. So, this means that the servant knows where he has turned to, and he is turning to the Almighty Allah for forgiveness. This is why we call him and say, يَا مَنْ يَقْبَلُ عُذْرَ التَّائِبِينَ, O the one who accepts the excuse of the repentance. That is why the servant has turned to him. This is because of true cognizance and recognition of the Almighty Allah. That is why Almighty Allah will accept his excuse. And this, bringing your sins to the Almighty Allah, confessing to them, accepting your mistakes, is one of the good and recommended acts for the servants. And this is a step towards perfection. This is what we have talked about earlier in these episodes of the program. Staying hopeful of the Almighty Allah, entertaining a good opinion of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in this fact that He is the only one who can accept our apologies and who can forgive all of our sins. We'll talk about this part more, brothers and sisters, in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان